Good morning, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Carlin White, a former mayor of Jupiter, is 104 years old. He was born in Jupiter in 1907, in the hotel that his family owned, the Carlin House. His grandparents started building it in 1885, first to be a home for their family.
Well, there was nothing else here. It was the only domicile, so to speak, in the area.
Literally nothing else here, no other residents?
No, except there was a few settlers, and they lived in palmetto shacks and that type of thing. And that sort of started what became Florida.
What do you remember about how you lived, what you ate, what you did?
Nothing in particular. It was just perfectly normal for us. And it was no different except that some of the foods were a little different. You had very little local ability to live. You had to bring everything in, mostly.
From where?
From north. Fortunately, there was a natural waterway between around Boston and Jupiter, which turned out to be the intercoastal waterway.
It ended in Jupiter at that time.
It ended in Jupiter, and not only at that time, I think probably as far back as man settled in the area.
Did your parents and grandparents have a garden and a cow and pigs, chickens, things like that?
Yes, that is, the hotel set that up. Very few people were able to settle it to the extent to where they could have cattle at first. And there was a steamboat that came down associated with provisioning the lighthouse, and everybody sort of hung on to that situation and grew up with it.
What do you mean? The steamboat brought supplies, brought everything you needed?
Yes. The steamboat not only was supplied the hotel, it supplied the lighthouse and the lighthouse keepers, and it supplied anything else that was developing between about Jupiter and the north. We'd wait for it. That's all it was here.
What did you eat back then that you don't eat now?
Nothing. Well, there was hogs, but nothing different than there is today.
When Carlin White was born, people grew pineapples everywhere in the area.
Yes. They grew well, and that's the only thing they did grow. And also they shipped well because they were almost indestructible in a way.
We're sitting in your home that's close to the Loxahatchee River. Your parents had pineapples all around where we're sitting?
They had growing material, some of which was pineapples. Anything they would grow in the tropics was being experimenting with. Some grew and some didn't.
What didn't grow?
I don't remember, but lots of things didn't because of the climate. They would just peter out.
Do you remember tasting pineapple from the ground, freshly cut back in those days?
Yes, I remember having pineapples.
How did it taste?
Well, pineapples.
Was it better than what you get in a store?
No, pineapples haven't changed. The stores have changed.
You're 104.
That's what they told me.
What do you attribute your long and healthy life to, an active life?
I would imagine it's my background, my family background. It's one of those things that you don't question.
They all live to ripe old ages, too, your grandparents, your parents?
Yes, most everybody. As a matter of fact, most of them live well over 100.
When is your birthday?
August 25th.
Happy birthday in advance for next year.
Thank you very much.
Carlin White lived all over the world while serving in the Navy. He moved back to his hometown in 1969. For 88.9 FM, this is Janie Gould.
Looking for a better day. I'm back to live in Florida.